Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio. From the English News Desk, I'm Chris Altieri. The press office of the Holy See was host this morning to a conference announcing the theme of the upcoming International Congress sponsored by the Pontifical Academy for Life on occasion of the Academy's 15th Plenary Assembly. For 2 days at the end of this week, scholars and scientists from all around the world will gather to discuss the new frontiers of genetics and the risk of eugenics. The Congress is scheduled for February 20th and 21st in the new Synod Hall at the Vatican.
Certo, può crescere e deve progredire la ricerca per poter dare sollievo a ogni persona.
During the press conference, the president of the Pontifical Academy for Life, Bishop Rino Fisichella, explained that the Church is profoundly committed to the advancement of knowledge.
Ma nello stesso tempo si è chiamati a far crescere e progredire.
He went on to say those who are engaged in scientific research, especially genetic research, are called to conduct their work in consonance with the moral principles that undergird all human endeavor, including the practice of science.
L'obiettivo principale è richiamare l'attenzione di tutti sui notevoli benefici che possiamo ottenere.
The Chancellor of the Academy, Monsignor Ignacio Carrasco de Paula, explained that the principal aim of the Congress is to recall our attention to the noteworthy benefits to be had for humanity in and through genetic research, if researchers and those who finance genetics research are able to overcome the temptation to take the apparent shortcuts proposed by eugenics. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.